Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Arthur Goldstack. He's the founder of Worldwide Works, editor-in-chief of Gadget. His latest online retail in South Africa 2025 findings suggests that Temu or Shine, that tsunami is well more like a ripple than a wave. But let's hear a little bit more from Arthur himself. Arthur, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. The bottom line, Temu, Shein, have they had a significant impact on South African e-commerce?
Good morning, Howard. It's good to be chatting with you again. The findings from our survey of South African consumers suggest that it has made an impact, but nothing like as massive as everyone imagined. People thought it was overturning South African retail, but it's really just adding another option in the whole retail environment, especially in the online retail environment. So among other things, we asked consumers, where do you shop most frequently? And 48% of them said South African platforms, in other words, like Takealot and the like. Another 13% said retailer websites, so the store's own websites. And then third came the international platforms, which was only 9%. So less than 1 in 10 shop most frequently at the likes of Temu and Shein. But when you ask them where they shop most frequently locally, that also tells you shopping platforms that they use most frequently tell you also why that is the case. And Takealot has 45% of consumers saying that they use that most often. And then Checkr 60/60. And if you think about it, Temu and Shein can't compete with 60/60 on groceries, obviously, because 60-minute delivery and groceries is a proposition that foreign platforms just cannot compete with. And then Takealot has also upped its game dramatically. You know, a few years ago, they bought Mr. D for delivery purposes. Yes. Mr. D, which was seen as a food delivery service, was really a fantastic fulfillment business. So that enables them to deliver goods sometimes in as little as an hour, but overnight delivery now becomes standard, which in the past was just a pipe dream for South Africans. And overnight delivery, again, is something that the foreigners can't compete with unless they create their own local warehouses.
I see that. Well, that's what Amazon is trying to do as well, because on Amazon you can get, I think, next day delivery. There was a lot of talk about Temu having local warehousing, but I'm not sure if that is, you know, how that actually works.
There is still talk of that, but I really don't know how that will play out, because it takes massive investment. One of the reasons that Amazon hasn't made the big impact people expected it to in this country is because it's slowly building out its presence and its logistics, and first wanted to get its logistics right, in other words, delivering effectively to people. And it took on two of the big courier services in South Africa to expand their network in order for Amazon to deliver effectively, sometimes overnight as well. And the next step is fulfillment warehouses, but they take it a step at a time, they go slowly, and they have a very strong presence in South Africa already through their cloud computing services, Amazon Web Services. Temu has to invent all of that from scratch. They have to build it from scratch. And it's a very expensive proposition without even having a real presence on the ground.
Did the confusion around VAT, SARS, have an impact on Temu and Shein?
It definitely has had an impact, because initially there was no VAT and there was no import duties. Now all of those loopholes have been closed. So they are, you could say, playing on the same playing field as everybody else. And people are starting to realize that very often they're not the cheapest in town, because that was their value proposition. They were so much cheaper than everything here. And my epiphany came about a year ago, after I'd ordered something very specific from Temu, and I walked into a Mr. Price at Home store, and I found the same thing at a better price, and I could also feel its quality, see if it fitted,
exactly.
and the like. And it dawned on me that people are assuming that it's cheaper, so they'll buy it without checking. But once you check in store, you compare to local outlets, you find that the price advantage is not as massive as it was in the beginning.
Interesting. We had a similar experience. My wife asked me to order something, and I saw it on Takealot. Then I went to check Temu, and the price was really pretty similar, but Takealot, I could get it the next day. And
exactly.
Also, we have this confidence with Takealot that you can send it back. We know how it works. Temu, maybe because it is still not local, it's a bit confusing as to how anything will happen. There's almost this assumption that once you receive it because it just isn't really worth the efforts. I do think that the local brands, the local have a a significant advantage. What about others like Macro, for example? They were struggling at one point, then they seem to have improved. What did your findings show about some of the other players?
We actually expecting Macro to come into play in a much bigger way now that Walmart has announced that they are going to enter the market with their own branded stores. So we expect the Macro chain and footprint to be used for fulfillment from Walmart as well, or for Walmart. So the two will be able to leverage each other, and they will be a major player. When we ask what local shopping platforms people use most frequently, Macro actually came in fifth behind Takealot, 60/60, Pick and Pay, and Woolworths.
Interesting.
Not massively so, at 5% of people saying they shop there most frequently for online retail, but that's a strong start at least, and it shows that they have the potential for significant growth.
If you look at, if you take a snapshot of how South Africans are using online purchasing today versus a couple of years ago, how has our adoption been, and does it compare with other parts of the world?
Our growth rate surpasses most developed markets because we're still growing at a massive rate. Our actual penetration is much lower. So if you look at the proportion of people shopping online in South Africa, or the proportion of total retail that is represented by online shopping, we still are far behind markets which, for example, 10 years ago already were saying that 10% of their retail is now conducted online. In South Africa, we're expecting to reach that milestone in the next few months, because in 2024, we saw 35% growth, which was massive off already a high base. And it reached 96 billion rand in total online shopping last year. This year, we're looking at another 35%, and that'll take it to 130 billion rand. And that comes very close to 10% of total retail. So that's a landmark that shows that retail has been reshaped in South Africa.
Absolutely incredible. Arthur Goldsack, thank you for this fascinating conversation and for the research that you do.